First, seek to obtain my word. It's been one of those weeks. You've been working so hard to get everything turned in that you can hardly focus during your last class. You start to daydream about your soft bed when the teacher asks you to hand in your research paper. Your what? Somehow it slipped your mind. Your heart drops and you feel sick. Now imagine that a friend asks you what makes your church unique. Are you ready to answer? Or do you have that sinking feeling again? The Lord said, "If ye are prepared, ye shall not fear." Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 30. He also taught us how we can prepare to share or defend our beliefs. He said, "Seek not to declare my word, but first seek to obtain my word, and then shall your tongue be loosed. Then, if you desire, you shall have my spirit and my word, yea, the power of God unto the convincing of men." Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verse 21. Being prepared to share the gospel means you know the gospel. The Lord doesn't ask you to become a scholar, but He does want you to be prepared to teach and defend His gospel. That's why we're reminded to feast upon the words of Christ, because the words of Christ will tell you all things what ye should do. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3. Studying Preach My Gospel and General Conference talks is also a great way to learn the gospel and prepare to share it. There are many other ways you are already preparing yourself, and you might not even realize it. When you attend church meetings, go to seminary, pray, and participate in family home evening, you are learning God's word. It can be hard to fit these things in, but learning the gospel is the best way to prepare to share the gospel. As you immerse yourself in gospel learning, when the opportunity comes to share or defend your beliefs, you can feel confident that the Lord will guide you with His Spirit to know what to say.
Sidebar: The power of Preach My Gospel. Preach My Gospel is a guidebook for missionary work, which means it is a guidebook for all of us. Read it, study it, and then apply what you learn to help you understand how to bring souls to Christ through invitation and follow-up. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Following Up, Ensign, May 2014, page 80.
End of the article. First, seek to obtain my word. Read by Spencer Carter.